Welcome back to the Cooked Official Podcast. You're here with your co-host Lindo next door,
Dibble, and DJ Zeus in the building.
Today we have a special guest, someone that we've been having an eye on for a while, the lovely
Samaya Casey. Samaya Casey.
All right, so we're here with Samaya Casey. Before we jump right into everything, we're just gonna start off like, how's everybody feeling, man?
Man, I'm doing all right, bro. We're back shooting. You know, last week it was the hurricane. But that wasn't shit. We recorded like a whole news bit. That shit popped off. Oh my God, it was hilarious, bro.
Zeus, how about you? You feeling good?
No, I'm feeling good right now. I'm not going to lie. Busy week, but, you know, I'm still pushing through. What about you, Samaya? Yeah. You good?
I evacuated. I don't know why. I should really say.
Where'd you go?
I went to Jack's Beach, but it was worse over there. Sheesh. The power went out at the club. Like, come on.
What? Imagine that.
Right? And everyone here had power, and I was like.
Yeah, I didn't lose power.
At all.
Nothing.
Nah,
I was just chilling.
Y'all was living.
Me and Zeus camped out at the crib.
We were playing 2K.
Just chilling. We were out in the rain, too.
Yeah, I'm over here losing power, like, hair going all over the place.
God, that's
funny.
I'm glad everybody was safe, at least, for real.
Yeah, we're glad that you're safe, too.
Yeah, facts.
Or I wouldn't be here, duh.
Man, just tough it out next time.
That's funny. Yeah, let's go ahead and dive right into it, man. Before we get into the good and juicy stuff, you want to go ahead and give yourself like a little introduction for the people who don't know you that are watching this right now? Like,
hi.
Where you grew up, all that stuff.
Hi, guys. My name is Samaya Casey. I go to Florida State. I am a model. I also bartend. And I've been modeling for about 3 years almost, and I got into it when I turned about 19 years old, and it's always been something I wanted to do, and I love it. Like, I'm going to keep going hard. Doesn't matter. Sky's the limit, baby.
And how old are you? I'm sorry.
I'm 21.
Wow. That's crazy. Since 19.
A lot of people don't know that I'm 21. A lot of people think I'm older,
Before I knew that, I thought you were, like, 23, 24.
Yeah, you carry yourself pretty well.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. People be telling me, yo, you look 25. I'm like, yo, I'm only 22. Chill.
Right? You have to be like that when you work in the industry.
Correct. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Like, no one's going to baby you. No one's going to hold your hand. So.
So, like, what made you, like, get inspired to become a model?
I really love, like, Video Vixens from the early 2000s. Like, I love everything, like, about that. Like, from Buffy the Body, like, I think that's her name. Yeah, that's like, I think that's how you pronounce it. But yeah, like, I love her. I love, like, anybody that did, like, early 2000s music videos. Like, if you look at, like, Into You, like, by Fabulous and Tamia, like, Aubrey, like, the girl in there, she's amazing.
Wow, that's crazy. That's lit. Mm-hmm. Don't you think, Lindo?
Yeah, I think it's kind of fire. I'm not gonna lie. Like, okay, so while we're even on that topic, what got you, like, your first gig to be in that, like, spot to be doing that type of stuff?
So, like, I remember one time I was just scrolling on Instagram, right? And I was, like, seeing, like, pages, like, post, oh, like, submit to this, submit to that. And at first I didn't think it was legit because, you know, like, OnlyFans just was starting to come out and it was popping. And I was getting worried. I wasn't trying to get traffic, nothing, none of that. Like, not saying I was, but I was, like, worried about that. But I ended up actually, like, applying, and they ended up messaging me, and I actually ended up going to Miami and, like, doing my first video.
Whoa.
And it was just a local artist, and I didn't have a problem doing that because I was starting off, too, just like that person was. And like I said, like, the money, sometimes the exposure is more than the money.
Right. I believe that.
So I did that video, and I did get, like, some hate for it. Like, people were like, the song's trash, but I was like, it's not you.
So?
Right? You gotta start somewhere.
Putting yourself out there.
Right?
I mean, I see you did a few artists. I'm not entirely sure which one you're talking about now. So I was like Fredo, Bang, Moneybag Yo, someone's Scotty. Forgive me, I don't entire the whole name. And then Trap Bunny Bubbles. I see you did that too.
Yeah.
Was that like kind of the same thing for those? Like, you just kind of was looking and you ran into a gig, or someone?
Someone came to me and, like, put me onto those.
That's fire. That's fire.
Like, yeah. Also, you never know who's watching you. Like, your Instagram is your portfolio.
Exactly.
So when you're posting on Instagram, everybody's looking on that. And my page is public. Everyone sees me. Everyone knows what I'm doing. And this lady reached out to me. And at first, I didn't, like, I'm not gonna lie. They asked me for my second video to do Moneybag Yo. And I did not think it was legit. Like,
yeah.
I was here in Tallahassee chilling. And I did not think it was legit.
What? Yeah. How long ago was this?
That was about, like, my I'm a junior now, so that was like my sophomore year. Yeah, so it was probably like last year or the year before.
Hey, that's tight. Mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna lie, it's kind of fire.
That's cool. Yeah. Okay, cool, jeez. Cool.
So you were in all the music videos, but you were also in the Fresh and Fit podcast. Oh, God. How was that?
Yeah, that was like a whole. Down,
I've been on there thing. Twice, actually.
You were on there
twice?
Okay, I've been on there twice.
I was aware of the one you were on with Waka Flocka. Mm-hmm. That's correct?
Yes.
And then there was another one.
There was one, I forgot the other dude's names, but that was my first one. Like, it was pretty dope. Like, you just have to know, like, you're listening to just two guys at the end of the day.
It's all mansplaining.
Yeah, that's just him.
Wait,
talking.
So the whole idea of the podcast is just two guys, and they bring like a whole bunch of models on, and they just kind of do some controversial topic.
Right, and like basically they try to, I would say they try to educate us, but they educate us in a like indirect way, yeah. Like to make us feel dumb. Like they're kind of trying to belittle us.
But that's crazy. Yeah, crazy.
Me and Zeus and David watched a few clips. We were like,
ain't no way. Like,
I'm not gonna lie. I'm not gonna lie. I watched like 5 minutes of it, and I was like, I can't watch this.
My brain was fried after. I was like, yeah, these guys are.
Because you don't want to hear garbage.
Yeah, yeah. It was on. That's probably why Waka Flocka just
yeah, he just did. Bro.
I saluted him for that. I was like, bro, I ain't even mad at that. Like,
yeah, because you can't talk about like touchy topics. Like,
yeah,
like,
no. Especially someone in that stature, it's like you don't want. 100%. You don't want.
Everyone knows about Waka Flocka and what he went through, and like he was raised by a single mom. You don't bring stuff like that up. No. You don't talk about that.
After he left the episode, like mid shoot, mm-hmm. like how did that change the dynamic of the episode?
I bet it felt very uncomfortable.
Were they just trying to roll with the punches as easily as possible, or like what was going on?
I think they were kind of low key like surprised that he probably walked out, but we still kept filming and stuff.
Yeah.
And after that, a few other girls left because of their comments. I ended up staying. Because, like I said, it's just two guys. I'm just there to get
show face, get the views.
They want you to get exposure from them, and that's what I went there to do. They're not gonna. They did something for me. I did something for them.
It's definitely something to put on your portfolio.
Yeah, like, and I appreciate the opportunity that they gave me too. They still reach out.
They do.
Yeah, I'll definitely go there again.
And how did you get that connection? Was it through just modeling?
One of their agents contacted. Yeah. And was looking. They usually look through like our agencies and stuff and pick models out that they think.
That's awesome.
That's kind of fire. Yeah.
That's fire.
Yeah.
Dang, I can't imagine being Waka Flocka right now. Just like.
Oh yeah.
Just being so cool. In that interview, bro. Yeah, he looks cool. He looked pretty chill in the interview.
Yeah, and he was also like. Putting his two cents in, we were listening to that. Like,
I peeped that.
He's a very like educated man. Like he's very smart.
Well, you have to be for someone to get that big. It doesn't take a dumbass.
Yeah,
100%. And you're not gonna want to sit on a dumbass's podcast and stuff like that. So,
so like, how did you get your foot in the door, like as a model?
You just had to. I just did like I did my first photo shoot.
Okay.
And you have to. You always have to have photo shoots, though. Even though I said your Instagram is your portfolio, you have to have photo shoots.
Like
you have to.
Sort of
you
website,
have to have
yeah.
some. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I just submitted, and that's what happened. Like they just pick you. Like if you don't get picked, you charge it to the game and keep going.
What? Yeah, okay. That's pretty crazy.
So just
I didn't know
keep
that.
Keep shooting shots till one goes in, kind of thing. Or?
Like you do. You always like have a like a shoot. You know, and then like when they send out like a casting or something, you submit to that casting, and if they pick you, then they pick you. If you don't get picked, you don't get picked.
You think the industry there is like pretty picky?
100%.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Cool. Like, mind if I ask, like, what is their niche? Because I don't necessarily know the modeling like industry.
They definitely want girls that have the look, like what the look is now, what's trending now is what they want. So that is BBLs. Natural bodies are still in. I do not know why people say that they're not. They are. Like, there's different types of natural bodies, you know? You got the natural body that looks like a BBL, and then you got the BBL body. So, like, that stuff, all that stuff is still in. You got slim bodies. You got girls that are really skinny. All that's still in. But right now, I would say BBLs and, like, natural. Or at least having something fake on your body.
Dang, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Showing love to the
fake it till you make it, that's what it seems.
I don't want to say fake it till you make it. Like, there's been times where I've even questioned myself and been like, do I need to get this done to fit this criteria, you know?
So okay, like, okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Makes sense. All right.
You kind of got to, like, invest in yourself in order to get where you want to be.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Yeah, that's with us, honestly. We're trying to invest in our podcast. Mm-hmm. Or even then just myself. I'm investing myself as a DJ.
Exactly.
And trying to get who I am to be today.
Not saying you have to change your look, but that's.
I mean, goes.
Whatever's trending, you try to.
You try to find.
She's
yeah.
like slowly yourself, suggesting right, yeah. you get a BBL.
Yeah.
yeah.
Are y'all down?
Nah.
Oh, that was. Crazy.
oh boy.
That was a crazy question.
That's funny as hell. That's pretty cool. So you've been doing this for about 2 years.
Yes.
Correct. Okay, that's cool. That's cool. So where are you from?
I'm originally from Phoenix, Arizona.
That's true. Wow.
Yeah. Like a lot of people don't know that either. Yes. Wow. I didn't grow up in Florida. No.
That's crazy. I'm thinking like you're from like Miami or like down south. No. That's what people assume for me. Yeah. Like people mm-hmm. think like, yo, you from Miami Zoos? I'm like, nah, I'm actually from Tally.
People are like,
yeah, what? Actually, yeah.
Oh, well, I'm just figuring that out. I thought you were from Miami too.
Nah, that's I'm from Tally. Yeah, me and Dibble are from Tally. Tally.
Yeah. Well, I lived in California for high school, then moved back here. But I'm from here, born here.
How'd you like California?
Oh, different. Oh my God, like way different.
It is. It's a culture shock.
Yeah, it's definitely a culture shock. Like the way people treat you out there, and just like how everything is, and then coming back here. To Tallahassee, and you're like, what the fuck is this place?
Yeah,
like
it's California makes Tallahassee look so small.
Like, yeah. Where'd you go in California when you went out there?
I went to Venice Beach.
Venice Ooh, Beach? Yeah. Ooh, that's so nice.
But that was like a long, long, long time ago. But it's very nice. It's super nice.
I think.
And it's a vibe.
It's like, God, when I went to Venice Beach, there was this whole thing going around. It was like Venice Beach got bought out, like a Snapchat bought out a huge part of Venice Beach.
I believe that.
Like, they own a part of Venice Beach, and they shut down, like, a whole bunch of shops, and that whole situation was going on when I lived down there.
Wow.
Like, it was crazy.
I did not. That's crazy.
Like, the Venice Beach Freak Show, that was, like, a big thing. They had, like, a Netflix show. There was, like, this hat store, like, a couple other shops. I've been there for years. Mm-hmm. Snapchat just came and was like, I'm gonna buy you out. Put, yeah. like, a fucking crazy-ass Snapchat store there, like it's crazy.
Yeah, they're trying to grow their business.
So what's it like behind the scenes there, like in photo shoots and podcasts, you know, even in like the music videos?
Mm-hmm.
Like what's it behind the scenes from there? Like
it's super fun. It like I'm not gonna lie, it's so fun. You okay. to meet like yeah. a lot of different girls. My experience may not be like everybody else's experience.
Correct.
But I come in with like my head on my shoulders. I'm very nice. I'm very friendly. Like I'm gonna help you out if you help me out. So my experience has always been good. There have been some times where I'm kind of like, I feel like they should show out more for the models, you know? Like, meaning you should have food and drinks at every set. There's times where there aren't food and drinks at
Dang, every set. What?
No.
That's crazy.
And that is crazy because we come into those shoots 12 hours, 13 hours.
Y'all working hard.
Working hard.
Correct.
They don't feed
on your feet all day.
Right. And so we really try to go hard for that. Mm-hmm. And we do tell models to always put yourself on a high pedestal. Like, tell them your rates. Tell them how much you're worth. Do not sell yourself short. Don't. Because then it's going to ruin everybody else mm-hmm. in a way.
And you don't sell yourself short, correct?
No.
Oh, okay. No. Facts.
You always... if you want me to shake my body, shake my ass and show my body and stuff.
Yeah, it's money, you feel me?
Money, yeah.
They got to lock in for that, you feel me?
Right? And it's not always about the money. The exposure, like I said, the exposure helps you. A lot of these girls have businesses. They're in school. I'm in school myself. Like I said, I go to Florida State. And, like, I've modeled with girls that are a lot older than me, and they're nurses.
And that's crazy.
Yes. Crazy. Yes.
I didn't think that. That's crazy.
Yeah.
So you were talking about businesses. Mm-hmm. I know that you have like a lash thing, last mm-hmm. bit. So like, how'd that come about and how is that doing?
That business was good. I actually like put it on hold for a little bit because mm-hmm. I am very busy now
yeah.
with everything that I'm doing. But I am starting that back. I love doing it. It's very yeah. like satisfying. I'm not gonna lie to y'all. Like it's yeah. very satisfying. Like doing every like individual eyelash. Oh okay. my gosh, it's so fun.
What made you want to do like eyelash?
It was, like, popping, and it's quick money. Like, every girl needs eyelash extensions. Like, no every girl.
Facts.
What about the toilet paper at this point?
You're online. Toothpaste, toilet paper. Yeah, yeah, so that's something, like, I really was fond of. And I was using, like, what I do to kind of, like, build that business up, you know? Because I just started doing lashes
yeah.
in December. So.
Really? In December? Yeah. Okay, cool, yeah. cool, yeah, cool.
The page is pretty recent. It's on Instagram. Like, I mean, you built it up nicely. It's Thank just you. Like I saw, like,
yes.
kind of put it on hold. I did the same thing. I made like a business because I go to a bunch of music festivals. So I started making necklaces and just accessories and stuff. And then I was like, I got to put that on hold because I'm doing this thing.
Mm-hmm. Like, you get busy, you get caught up. But don't forget about that. That's the thing. Don't forget about that. I can't forget about that. I'm always going to go back to it because one day I might have to use that again, use that business again. So I'm just, it's just on hold. It's not stopped, you know?
Yeah.
So
and that's what you were referring to as far as like exposure, right? Being able to feed into the other things you want to do.
Right.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of exposure, I saw that JT posted you.
Whoa. Yeah.
How was that? Because that's exposure. I'm not going to lie. How was that? And I'm sure you really like JT, right?
I love JT. Okay. That is literally one of my favorite artists. Like,
she could even do some unspeakable things.
Yes. Oh.
Whoa, chill, gang.
I love, I grew up on the City Girls. I love JT as a rapper herself. Like, she's a lyricist. She's amazing.
No,
like,
she is a great artist.
Respectful artist, for sure.
I really think, like, right now, she's booming. Like, she's been booming, but right now, she's booming, but she's going to be booming, like, booming. Like, she's going to be everywhere.
She's peak right now.
Isn't she part of the City Girls, right?
Yeah, but I think, like,
They broke up. Correct. Yeah.
She dating, who's he still? I could be behind. I don't know.
I think so. Yeah. I don't know. I think so, probably.
Yeah, I think she could be in the same level as Glorilla. Because Glorilla was, like, dying out for a second.
I mean, I feel like they're in the same level to a certain extent, but at the same time, they do put out different types of music.
Facts. Correct. Like, okay.
So.
Cool.
Yeah, I love JT. And when I posted that video, I did not think she was going to post that.
That's crazy.
Were you just goofing off when you posted that video?
I was playing around at work. And, like, this job that I used to work at, and I was playing around with the cooks because I got bored. Like, I got to do something.
It's so funny because I know the cooks. I swear to you. I know the cooks. Yes. Like, I used to work with homie. Like, I swear to you not. Oh. So that's so funny that, like, you posted him, and I said it to, like, this one dude. I was like, yo, bro, like, Samaya is with the chef, and we call him Nino, by the way. I don't know what you guys call him, but we call him Nino. That means boy in Spanish.
Oh, Lord.
So, like, it's so funny to see that, and he's going viral. And, by the way, he's in a meme page. Like, he's in meme pages. You're in meme pages, which is so funny.
He was so chill in the video. Like, he was so just, chill. Like, vibing.
He didn't know what was going on. And I've always, like, we were always taking TikTok videos and stuff. Because I did start off, like, before modeling, like, started, I was on TikTok. Like, I would make
She has
TikTok
the pockets
videos.
Fucking marketing on her spine.
I mean, she got, like, 70-something K on TikTok.
Yeah. I used to have, I had another TikTok, but it got, like, banned because I was posting a lot. Like, I made a lot of videos.
Jeez.
But that, I would say that was, like, my start. And then, like, after, like, a year or two, that's when I started getting into modeling.
Okay,
so everything poured into something.
Yes, everything was pouring into something. Because I used to be against TikTok, and I was in high school. I was like, no, I'm not trying to do these videos.
I low-key am too, but like...
We gotta be.
Yeah, we gotta be.
You gotta go into it. You get hooked. You really do. Once that first video blows up, you get hooked.
That's us right now. We just got one video.
Yeah, we just got one video that got like 100K. We were like...
It keeps you going. But you have to keep that in mind. Like, you might have one video that might not blow up.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean you stop. You might be a little butthurt about it, but keep going.
That's the gamble.
You're gambling.
Like, what's, like, your best advice, like, to that anyone that wants to become a model?
Honestly, I would say my best advice is to do everything yourself. Be selfish. Do everything yourself. And my reason being is because I have not had one friend go to a shoot with me. I've done every single shoot myself. Because a lot of girls become envious. Like, when they see you doing stuff like that, and then they want to do it, which is fine, but there's a difference. Like, I could put you on and whatnot, but are you going to go as hard? If I put you on something, I want you to go hard at it.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Because your name's going to be out there, too.
My name's out there, too. My name's on line. And that goes for anything. That goes for anyone, any job. Like, if someone puts you on to something, go hard at it. Because this is people's brand.
1,000%. Yeah, 100%.
Like, I can't vouch for you if you're not vouching for me. Like, can't do it.
That's why I got these boys to, because I know for a fact, like, they'll put their 1,000% into the brand. And they do. They pour their heart and soul into it. That's why we made so much progress.
And another thing, success is a lonely road. Like, you're not, all the people that you're around, you're not going to be around.
Yeah.
And that's just, I'm just being honest.
That's why we're so iffy now about getting more people involved, because we're like, I got to keep this circle tight, because you can't depend too much.
80% of it, people don't realize, but like 80% of making a brand and like doing all this stuff is like you sitting in front of a computer or whatever your niche is, and you know, doing that shit by yourself.
The long exactly. Nights. Yeah. Like, the long nights, the long
nights.
People just see what you put out.
Yeah, people see what you put out. People don't. People don't see the like 4 a.m. nights.
The FaceTime calls in the middle of the night.
The crying.
The crying. Yeah. All that
I'm not good enough. I'm not doing what this person's doing.
Like, don't even talk about the money that gets poured into starting it up.
Like, invest. You got to invest in yourself in order to.
Yeah.
Got to pay to play, y'all boys. Yeah. Got
to succeed.
But if you could get through that, honestly, you could just get through anything. Yeah. Honestly.
You can. And there's going to be setbacks. Like, those are temporary, not permanent. So, just keep going.
If you could tell your, like, younger self something, like, right now to, like, kind of go over some things that you had to go through now, what would you tell your younger self?
That you're strong. Like, I was strong. Like, I look back at so much stuff that I went through to get to where I am now. Like, I went through a lot of weight problems. I used to be 230 pounds. Like,
that's crazy.
Yes. I weigh, like, 159 now. Like,
what?
And I'm 5'11".
Whoa.
So.
Locked in.
Yes.
How did you do that? For someone in the fitness, like, industry, like,
And also, I was looking at other models. I was comparing myself.
Oh, okay.
And I was
gave you a lot of drive.
Yeah, that motivation. Also gave me a lot of, like, motivation. And also, it can affect your mental, too.
Yeah.
I will say, like, mental health is a very, very, very...
Comparing yourself to other people is probably the biggest, like, setback you could have on trying to get successful, because you don't compare yourself to other people. You're your own person.
You are your own person. Yeah. But when you see things on social media and you see what they're doing, you want to do it too at times, you know? Mm-hmm. But
have you seen other models kind of like fall back in their path due to comparing themselves to other women, or no?
I think every model goes through that.
Okay.
I would say every model goes through that. They may not show it, but they all go through it at some point.
Okay.
When they feel like they're not getting enough bookings, or if they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing, like getting like putting out shoots, their photo shoots and whatnot.
Okay. So it's not like very, I don't know, consistent. More say there's gonna be cold months, like, where you don't get no gigs. Oh, okay.
Yes, there's gonna be cold months where you don't get anything. There, like, I would say the slow months would be like sometimes in the summertime. Yeah.
Same for this dude.
Yeah, I would say the slow months, because summertime is really your downtime.
Correct. Yeah.
Like,
and
it's winter is really the time where you really grind hard and go hard.
Yeah, it's
so
scary.
It gets scary. Very scary.
It's so backwards. Yeah, it's so backwards. It gets so scary because you're like, okay, I'm having downtime right now, but I should be doing something.
You should be eating, like, getting right.
Yeah, it's getting right. Yeah, like, I stayed in Tallahassee the whole summer, and I like
we did
I still did shoots and stuff, but at the same time, I was like, bro, this is not enough. Like,
next summer, we are going outside.
Definitely.
Cook tour, baby.
Yes, yes. Go to Miami.
Yeah. You guys, we want to go to Miami. We want to go to Orlando. We want to go to Atlanta. Oh, my God. It's so many plans we want to do, honestly.
The ideal plan is to, like, set up, like a college tour, like, sponsored by us, and, like, have Zeus do, like, a whole, like, curated event with
like a DJ set,
have a support line, but we're the ones hosting the event, and we're going to college. That's the ideal plan, but, like, you know, that takes a lot of time,
and, like, who knows, it probably would change, but what knows. I mean, we were also thinking about, like, me making the set, like, I'm performing first, and then we do, like, a live, like, this
live production,
like a
live, like, podcast,
correct?
Like,
so that's what we're thinking, but, like, who knows? I mean, the future will change. I mean, I don't know. Future will tell. I mean,
It'll happen.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I appreciate that. Yeah.
In the next couple of years, where do you see yourself with the stuff you're doing right now? Like, where do you want to put yourself at? Like, and how are you going to?
I definitely see myself, like, being graduated and being in Miami and being all, like, and probably more, like, more brand shoots, hopefully, more podcasts. I've leaned into wanting to do acting, maybe, and started doing that.
That's lit.
What are you going to school for? I don't think.
What am I going to school for? Yeah. So my major is biological science.
Okay.
So dermatology is what I wanted to do.
Smarty party.
But see, but it's crazy now because I'm into modeling. Like, this is something I love and I want to do. I'm not saying I can't be a doctor, but I've also thought about journalism.
Like, yeah. Journalism is very competitive.
Yes, it is very
competitive. And it's starting, I hate to say it, but, like, journalism is starting to, like, die off a little bit. Depending where you go towards, like, if you go up to New York, like, it's super competitive up there.
Yeah.
And, like, everything is, like online and region locked, like not region locked, like paywalled. And I don't know, I could see in like the next 20 years, like it won't go as far as like.
Right. Yeah. Another thing is about who you know, not what you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
About the acting, I agree with you. I actually do want to get into acting. But like, hold on.
God, you would be such a good actor, bro.
But like, hold on. Not in like an act. I want to be in like those side characters, like those, like in a funny, like.
Oh, you want to be like a background actor?
Yeah, I want to be in a background actor. Yeah. Because like, my energy is like, I don't know. I feel like I'd just be a funny character. I'd just be like that one funny side character that everybody loves, but I'm not the main character. But like, I'm that one funny side character. That's what I want to do. So like, you being an actor, I can relate to
that. I can totally see that.
Yeah. I can see that with him too, with Lindo.
Models start, models start music videos and move into acting. Because that's a part of acting. We're acting in that. We're just dancing.
To cut you off, if you really, really want to get into acting, I could probably do that for you. Because remember in the last episode, we were talking about, like, my stepdad. He used to work on Mythbusters and all that stuff. He's in the movie, like, the movie industry. So if you really wanted to, and you too, maybe. Like, I could see, like, how his connection is with that. Because it's been a couple years. But, you know, he's worked on Mythbusters. He worked on Jersey Shore. He worked on Party Down South. He worked on a whole bunch of other reality TV shows in that field. So
that's
like,
so dope.
I could just be like, hey, you want to go call that guy back, see what's up? Because
overall, I feel like you can relate to this. I think we all just want to become an artist in some sort of way. So so that's pretty amazing to hear. So
I feel like having a brand for yourself is like the best feeling in the world, and seeing it grow and succeed is like, it's like a high you can't get from anything else. And like, once you get that feeling, just like a smidge of it, of just like having something of your own that you can call on that no one else like has, and like seeing success in that is just something you would just want to chase and chase and chase and chase.
Right.
And like, 100%. You know?
What's the like final, what's the boss battle for like the journey? Like where you want to move to? Do you want to do modeling full time and then that's it? Do you want to, you know, be a journalist? Like, what's the final goal, the end game, the perfect career?
So you remember that show, I don't know if y'all, you remember BET? Like, the show 106 Apart?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Like, I loved watching that after school when I came. That's something I'm into. Like, Lala, like, I love, like, people like that. Like, TV personality. Like, I'm really good with stuff like that.
I can see you doing that, though. That's kind of fire.
Yes, yes. And that's, like, the end goal. And to model full-time, too. Okay. And also have my own business, like, you have to have something to fall back on. Like, you've heard of Plan B? I call it Plan C, too. So
facts. Big facts.
Always one step ahead. 100%.
Right,
so, that's fire. Yeah.
It's really awesome having you here. Really. Thank you for coming here.
Thank you.
And like I said, welcome to the official Cooked Podcast with your host, DJ Zeus.
Dibble.
Lindo next door.
It's Samaya Casey.
Thank you for tuning in.
Make sure to subscribe. Everything else, you know,
stay
like,
cooked.
Comment. Stay cooked.
Stay cooked.
Stay cooked.